Right now, let's bring him in, Mike Kazi. Good morning there, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Expecting another maybe 6 inches of snow tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, what the heck, you know?
We're gonna beautiful
go,
thing.
Winter's going to go out with a bang.
Yep.
Hopefully that means an early spring. Well, anyways, a big story in Connecticut, of course, Kevin Ollie. There's a lot of people that think that the University of Connecticut are trying to escape by saving $6 million by putting the just cause clause into his contract. I mean, by enforcing his firing that way. There's a lot of sports writers that have been following up the investigation that the NCAA is doing against UConn, and they're not so sure that it's only against the basketball team. So it looks like the good times at UConn are coming to an end swiftly.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how that plays out. See if the women are involved in anything there as well.
It's the first time a major college coach has been fired for just cause. They haven't named why he was fired. Well, they can just say, you know, he hasn't been a good coach after that first year, you know?
Yeah, but they don't want to do that because if something else comes out of the can of worms, then they look like liars.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
It doesn't look well for Connecticut.
No, it is a huge story in Connecticut. Now, another story that I found interesting, and I think it's a good pickup for him. I'm probably one of the few people in the world. I think the 49ers getting Richard Sherman is good for them over the short run. I mean, they've got a pretty good offense now and a pretty good defense, and I think he'll help them out for a year or so.
Would you buy a horse with four broken legs?
I might give it a shot.
Ringling Brothers comes through again. The guy's got two bad Achilles. Why would you want him? Why?
Because he's a competitor.
Yeah, well, you know what? Mickey Mantle was too, but he's 6 feet under right now. I would not touch this guy with a 10-foot pole. He's got two bad Achilles. He can't run. You never know when they're going to pop on him again. Bad move.
All right.
And now, let's go to another bad move. Yeah. What are the Giants going to do with Odell Beckham?
Oh, I didn't hear anything. Why?
You didn't hear anything?
Well, what?
What, do you sleep under a stone?
Well, I sleep a lot, yeah.
There's a video out of him and a woman, and there's a sexual innuendo being said in there about the woman, and a fine white powder on a mirror with a couple of credit cards on it.
Well,
the Giants are going to have to get rid of this guy.
No, they're not going to get rid of him. They'll fine him.
Fine him?
Yep.
I'd get rid of this guy. This guy's nothing but trouble.
They won't get rid of him.
They should.
They're not going to.
Trade him to the Chargers.
I can tell you, he's not going to get rid of him. They're not going to get rid of him.
Then I'll bet you a pizza that he doesn't finish out the year, that he's on the NFL suspension list.
That might be. How old is the video?
Recent. Okay. He was on a tour for Nike in Europe.
All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens. I didn't see that at all, because I was watching golf with a 40-year-old Tiger Woods battling out with all the 20-year-olds.
Let's get to real sports. The NCAA tournament.
No, before we get there, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say he's going to win any majors or anything, but after a 2.5-year layoff for a 40-year-old guy now for two tournaments back-to-back to go head-to-head with 20-year-olds, I think you got to give him his due. I'm sorry. You got to give him his due. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now we can go on to NCAA basketball.
Did you pass geography?
Did I? Yeah, the only thing I wasn't good at was geometry and algebra.
Okay, good. Okay, so we're talking about the Eastern bracket.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
There's games in San Diego.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Now we're talking about the Midwest bracket.
And there's games
in San Diego.
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk about the Southern bracket.
Yeah.
Boise, Idaho. And the Western bracket, Charlotte, North Carolina.
The MCA.
The NCAA has the screw Kentucky button out every year.
It's amazing.
They're on an amazing run. They made a shambles of the SEC tournament. They're a fifth seed. But, you know, we'll be nice to Kentucky. We'll put them in the South because Kentucky's considered the South. But they're going to play in Boise, Idaho. Now, North Carolina, who pretty much achieved nothing this year and had the same record as Kentucky, They got beat in the ACC tournament, and we'll be real evil to North Carolina. We'll put them in the Western bracket, but they'll play in Charlotte, North Carolina. Come on. The NCAA officials need to take the drug test that they put the athletes through because I think they're insane. It's a total joke. When you look at the seedings of some of these teams, it's just a complete head-scratcher. Duke is a number two seed team. They got knocked out, I think, in the semifinals of the ACC. Tennessee, who Kentucky beat, is a number three seed. Come, what are they doing here? Yeah. What are they trying to prove? I saw Calipari interviewed last night on ESPN, and he was basically laughing in their face. And good for him. I hope more so than now Kentucky wins and the NCAA can keep their screw to Kentucky button.
Pretty amazing stuff.
I never knew Charlotte was in the West. I thought it was pretty good in geography, but I guess I failed.
You know, so the bad thing about the NCAA is no one investigates them.
No, they do whatever they want. They're like the NFL. They're like the hierarchy of the NFL. The NFL is never questioned, and the NCAA is never questioned. They get away with whatever they want to do.
It's
a total joke.
Yeah, it really is unbelievable. It's unbelievable because these organizations have 501. You know, they're nonprofit. They're structured in such a way where they get a big tax break,
mm-hmm.
and you know, sooner or later somebody. Somebody has to look into them.
I mean, I was watching this last night. The entire draw took about 10 minutes. And I'm just, okay, well, where is it going to happen? And sure enough, it happens. Kentucky goes to Idaho in the southern bracket, and North Carolina goes to the western bracket and plays in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's all you have to say about this tournament.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yes, it is. Hey, we clobbered them in Tampa Bay this weekend.
Who?
The horses.
Oh, you're, that's right, the racing. How did it go?
Well, the horse I like scratched, Free Drop Billy. They ran him into Gotham, which he had no shot, but that's another story for another day. So thinking on my feet, I go to the 10-horse Quip, who paid $40 to win the Exacta with Flame Away, who we had in our number, who won the Sam Davis. That Exacta came back $300. And even better than that, the race before that in the Florida Oaks, the five-horse Andina Del Sur won, paid $28. And you even know this. When you pick two horses in two consecutive races, the bet is called the?
No, I don't.
The Daily Double?
Okay.
that came back $842. So it was a very profitable day on Saturday.
Well, that's good. So you had a good time watching the racing then.
Yep, and then yesterday in an optional allowance race out in Santa Anita, I think I found the Kentucky Derby winner. The name of this horse is Justify. He's a late blooming 3-year-old. He's only had two races. He's 2-for-2. He was the most dominant 3-year-old I've seen in a long time, probably since American Pharoah. This horse ran in real racehorse time. And at the end of the race, he couldn't even blow out a match. He was totally full of himself. He's a big, big horse. He's got doubled Mr. Prospector on both the mare and the dam side. He's bred to run all day. A tremendous horse here Baffert has in his barn. So keep an eye on Justify. I'm almost positive his next race is going to be the Santa Anita Derby. He should make a shambles of that because the horses that ran in the San Rafael on Saturday, which was the prep for the Derby, my opinion was he would have demolished both of them. So pay attention to this horse, Justify. Right after the race, when I saw him run out in California, it was Kentucky Derby Futures weekend. I put a little bet on Justify to win the Derby this weekend. So some good racing over the course of the weekend, and there's just more to come as we get closer to the first weekend in May.
So do you know what the odds are on the horse already?
Well, he was 15-1 before the race, and he went down to 6-1 after the race.
Right.
So a pretty sizable chunk of change was bet on Justify, but that wasn't all me.